Today's daf is Menachos Daf Nun Zayin. It's going to be a slightly abbreviated shiur because of the bris, so let's get started. We are holding a Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We're about four lines from the bottom of the page. So yesterday we discussed the idea of Mechametz Achar Mechametz, that the issur of making a Karban Mincha Chametz applies even if it's already chametz. There's an issur of mechametz achar mechametz. We said divrei hakol. Everyone would agree in such a case, hakol modim rather is the lashon that we used, that you're going to be chayiv in mechametz achar mechametz. And that led us into a discussion about being mesareis achar mesareis, which also we said you're chayiv, and being matil mum in a bal mum, which was a discussion. So that was machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanon, where the Meir say that you are chayiv, the Rabbanon say you're not chayiv. Okay, but that's it all starts with the issue of chimutz achar chimutz. There is a lot of Gatorah on being matal mum b'kachim, what the status of being matal mum b'kachim b'zman hazeh is, because after all, the Gemara says that you're chayiv for being matal mum and bal mum. Bal mum is not going to be used anyway as a karban, and you're still chayiv for being matal mum and bal mum. So one would imagine the same would be true b'zman hazeh, that even though you're not going to use it as a karban because it's b'zman hazeh, we don't have a place to bring a karban, nevertheless there should still be an isser. But it's not so pashut. There is a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah that has a discussion about this in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara seems to say that a behema balas mum that's ruya to be niftes, to be redeemed for money, so and you'd be able to bring another carbon with that. That's where we say that. That there's an isser of being matil another mum, but bizman hazeh, where the behema has no ability to be redeemed, and bringing another carbon in its place is not an option, because we don't have the ability to bring any carbon. So this whole isser of being matil mum b'kachim is not noheg. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, and of course there's a problematic shitas Harambam in relation to that, in relation to bizman hazeh. But let's get moving again on the issue of chimutz, the issue of chimutz of Karban Mincha. So four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Ami, Hiniach Sa'or Al Gabi Yisav HaHalach V'yashav Lo V'nischam Tzamei Elehu Chayiv Aleh K'mayis HaShabbos. What if you don't make it Chameitz? You just put it in a situation where it will become Chameitz. You put Sa'or on the Isa, and instead of mixing it in and being Mechameitz at Biyadayim, it becomes Chameitz on its own. So are you Chayiv in it? So the Gemara says, yes, you're Chayiv just like by Ma'is HaShabbos, just like the Halach is in regards to things that you do on Shabbos, says Rashi, ki hechid mechayiv maniach basar al gecholim b'Shabbos v'nislam elav chayiv. You don't have to cook necessarily to be chayiv for bishul on Shabbos. All you have to do is put food on the fire. If you don't touch it after that, and it cooks on its own, while it gets cooked, when it hits machal ben drusai, you're nowhere near the food. Still, you're going to be chayiv because you put it in a place where it will now cook on its own. So it's the same thing over here, just like Maisa Shabbos. So from Rashi, it seems that the chiddush is that even though you didn't do the Maisa Chimutz Biyadayim, you're still going to be chayiv. The Sfasemis writes, it's not only if you put the Sa'or al Gabaya Isa v'halach lo and you walked away, even if you are lush, if you need the Karban Mincha and you leave it until the point where it's Nischemsa, you're chayiv Malkus, even if you don't put Sa'or in. If you have flour and water that are together and that are left alone for a long time, for 18 minutes, that will become chametz. So Sfasem says, it doesn't have to be that you put sa'or in. It could be that you need it, and then you leave it, and you let the dough rise. You just let the dough do what it does. So that alone is going to be enough to be chayiv malchus, because putting it in the situation where it's going to rise is itself the iser. Why does the Gemara then give an example of Sa'ar al Gabe Isa? Should have given a better example, a bigger Chiddush, of not putting Sa'ar al Gabe Isa and just leaving it alone. So that's to tell me the Chiddush, that even if it's not Machmitz, Kederech Chimutz HaSa'ar, you're not Machmitz in the normal way. Normally, you don't put Sa'ar al Gabe Isa. You put Sa'ar in the flour before you knead the dough. And over here, you did it backwards. You kneaded the dough and then you threw the Sa'ar on top of it. So you might have thought that that's a very unusual way to do chimutz, and therefore maybe you're not going to be chayiv for chimutz b'chiyai gavna. So that's the extra chiddush that the Gemara says. But certainly, says Sfas Emes, even if you never introduced the dough to any sa'ar, you just left the dough rising for 18 minutes, that also is going to be chayiv. Another very important issue that Achronim point out, that you see a raya from here that hanacha sa'ar on isa is considered a maisa, even though it doesn't happen right away. It doesn't become chametz immediately from placing the sa'ar on the isa. So the Eglital uses this to reject the shita of the Nesiv Chaim, who writes that when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, it's only called a grumma. And nevertheless, you're chayiv on Shabbos because it was done in the Mishkan in this way. Meaning that maybe the reason Enochinami by Bishul on Shabbos, you put food on the flame and then it cooks itself. So that's only a grumma really, but that's the way it was done in the Mishkan. So if that's the way it was done in the Mishkan, then you're going to be chayiv anyway by Shabbos. So the Agli Tal says no, it's not a grumma. We learn from Melech HaShabbos to Chimetz HaMincha, but Chimetz HaMincha has got nothing to do with the way it was done in the Mishkan. Chimetz HaMincha is just an issue of what's called being machmitz. So apparently this is called a maisa. It is called something that's a substantial maisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, writes that you're not chayiv for Bal Yirah Bal Yumatzah. You're not chayiv malchus for Bal Yirah Bal Yumatzah unless you do a maisa. So the Rambam gives the example. If what's Bal Yirah Bal Yumatzah? This is to own chametz. So how do I own chametz? Could be I just never sold it or got rid of it. I still have my chametz. So I own chametz. So you're not going to get malchus for that because that's not a maisa. But the Rambam says if you do a maisa, then you're going to be chayiv malchus. So what's his example of doing a maisa? Eli imkein kana chametz bepesach. O chimtzo, you either were kone chametz or you were machmitz chametz. So what about if I just needed a dough and I left it alone? How come the Rambam doesn't mention that? The Sfas Emes had said that's for sure considered being machmitz something. So the Sfas Emes says, hu adin, if you need a dough and you leave it alone until it becomes chametz, that's also considered being machmitz. The reason why Rabbi Ami says his halacha in regards to menachos and not in regards to Pesach is because it's more pashut by Pesach, that by Pesach, the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is owning chametz. The only requirement for a maisa is that you can't get malchus for that isra, which you're definitely violating, but you can't get malchus for that isra unless you do a maisa. So for that, even a maisa kolduhu is okay. Over here, the isra isn't owning karma mincha that's chametz. The isra is making it chametz. The isra is the maisa. So it's a much bigger chiddush to say that you're violating the isra, which is only through a maisa, by just leaving it alone, than it is to say by chametz bepesach, where the isra itself is not a maisa. But anyway, the Gemara draws this comparison to maisa Shabbos. So frak the Gemara, o maisa Shabbos ki agavna mi mechayiv. Wait a second, are you chayiv maisa Shabbos in such a circumstance? V'hamar Rabbi Bar Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan, meaning if you just put the food on the flame and let it cook, but didn't Rabbi Bar Bechanan say the name Rabbi Yochanan? Hiniach pasral gavi chalim hifich bo chayiv lo hifich bo pater. If you put meat on coals to cook, so if you're hifich bo, that was the assumption that they didn't put it on fire, they put it on the coals once the fire died down. That's how you would use eitzin. That's what the Gemara assumes in several places, that hanasun ubir and shava doesn't apply to eitzim. Now, when it comes to eitzim, the hana'a comes after the beer. First, you break down the eitzim, you burn the eitzim down into coals, and then you use the coals to cook. So hiniach basal gabi chalim. If you put the meat on coals, so if you actually deal with the meat and you flip it and you do, so then you're going to be chayiv lo hivich bo pater. But if you don't touch the meat afterwards, it's just sitting there on the gechalim and it's cooking, then you're going to be pater. So you see, ma'isa Shabbos, you're not chayiv if you just put it there and it cooks on its own. So Amarava, my chayiv nami de kamar ke ma'isa tzli shal Shabbos. When we say when he says chayiv, he means ke ma'isa tzli shal Shabbos, meaning by the Karban Mincha case, Rabbi Ami, when he said that you put sa'ar and it becomes chametz, that you're chayiv, he meant that you're actually doing something, that you're not just leaving it alone. That it's like Maisa Tzli Shal Shabbos. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, he says, Kolomar, Hacha chayiv bahanacha bi'alma ki yechid mechayiv b'Shabbos im haya osa bo Maisa Tzli gomor shifech bo. I'm sorry, he says that when he says chayiv ke Maisa Tzli Shal Shabbos, he means that you're chayiv over here as if you had done a maisa by Hilcha Shabbos. But Enochinami, by Hilcha Shabbos, you need to do a maisa. By Mincha, you don't need to do a maisa. The comparison to Hilcha Shabbos was saying that by just putting the sa'ar on the isa, that's the equivalent of being hofechba by Shabbos, of being hofechba on the meat by Shabbos. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach Basra Gabi Cholim, Hivich Bo Chayiv, Lo Hivich Bo Pater. So let's go analyze this statement right now. That if you flip the meat, if you flip the burgers, then you're going to be Chayiv. If you don't flip the burgers, you're not going to be Chayiv. So Echidami, what's the case? Ile Medi Lo Hivich Bo Lo Bashil. If you're going to say that if you don't flip it, it's not going to get cooked. So Rashi adds in the word Pshita. Then obviously you're Pater if you're not Hofich, because you didn't roast anything, so you didn't do anything. If it's not going to get cooked by it without flipping it, it, so the coals are just going to die down. It's only when you flip it, the juices will go down, and the fire will come up, and will right that will cook it or whatever, or it's not hot enough to penetrate to the other side or whatever it is. So of course you're not going to be chayiv. Eldi lo mahafich le'nami avabashal. Must be a case where even if you don't flip it, it's still going to get cooked. Well, then am I lo mechayiv? Why aren't you chayiv? Why do you need to be hofich ba in order to be chayiv? So lo tzricha di lo hifich ba bei havabashal mitzarechel kamachal ben shusay. Now the case is that if you don't flip it, it would get cooked on one side to the extent of machal ben shusay. It would not get mevushal kol tzarcho on one side. It would get cooked to the point of machal ben drusai, barely edible. That's the point, which is the definition of bishul daraisa. The only chayv in bishul daraisa if you cook something to machal ben drusai. So that, but only one side. And when you flip it, both sides will get cooked to the point of machal ben drusai. Loklamu, and the chiddush that is coming to teach me is that anything that's mitzad echad is going to be machal ben drusai, and the other side is going to be nothing. That's not a violation of bishul b'shabbos, even though it is an issur d'oraisa of bishul b'shabbos to cook something to machal ben drusai. That's only if you cook the entire thing to machal ben drusai. You cook part of it to machal ben drusai, it's not a violation of bishul b'shabbos. If you cook part of it called sarcho, that is bishul b'shabbos. This is dafka a detail within the halacha of machal ben drusai, that even though we're machmir, the machal ben drusai is called bishul, it's only if you do machal ben drusai in the whole thing. How much is machal ben drusai? So Rashi over here and in Shabbos tells us that machal ben drusai is 1/3 cooked. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Siman Reishit Gimel Siv Ches, seems to assume that way as well, that machal ben drusai is 1/3 cooked. The Rambam and the Ravid hold that the sheer bishul of machal ben drusai in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Hey, that the sheer bishul of machal ben drusai is chatzi bishul, and strangely that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Shabbos in Aruch Chaim in Siman Reishon and Dalet Sif Beis. So even though in Yaradeya it sounds like he goes like Rashi, in Hilchas Shabbos itself it sounds like he goes like Rambam, that it's 1/2 cooked is machal ben drusai. We try to be machmir in both directions. Whenever it's a chumrah to say it's a third, we say it's a third. When it's a chumrah to say it's a half, we try to say it's a half. Mishnah Berurah suggests be machmir in both directions. How do you measure it, though? How do you measure a half cooked? A cooking is a qualitative change. It's not a quantitative change. It's so quantitative things you can measure. Quantity, but qualitative change. How do you measure what's half, what's a third, what's... So the Chazanish says, obviously that's impossible, and therefore what they must have meant when the Rishonim discussed this is how much time it takes to get to Mevushal Kol Tzarcho. That if it takes an hour to get to Mevushal Kol Tzarcho, half cooked means a half hour, even though the way cooking works is that the more it may qualitatively change more in the last half hour than it did in the first half hour, but you can only measure based on time because that's the only measurable. So that's what the Chazanish recommends, or suggests is what the Rishonim must mean. The Brisker Rav just raises an issue. This idea of Bishul Tzliya Bishir Machal Ben Drusai, that it's not called Bishul unless it cooks on both sides, is that a din in the definition of Bishul, or is that a din in Melech HaShabbos? That it's only in regards to Hilchos Shabbos that we're going to say it's not called Bishul B'Shabbos. But Bishul in general, the Isser of Bishul, let's say, whenever you try to define what's bishul, what's not bishul, it's not only Hilchos Shabbos issue. You have to go to the Yisr of bishul of a Karban Pesach, let's say. The Yisr of bishul of Basar B'chalav. So let's say a person cooks Kimachal Ben Drusai on one side, Basar B'chalav. So is that a violation of bishul Basar B'chalav Midaraisa, Svashal Di B'chalav Imo? Or is it Dafka, should we say no, just like Hilchos Shabbos, it's not, that it's not the definition of bishul? Or do we say no, it is the definition of bishul, but for some reason in Hilchos Shabbos, there's such a din that it's not going to be a violation of bishul, but by Basar B'chalav, maybe in Echami, it will be a violation of bishul. Brisker Rav proves from a Rambam that bishul Machal Ben Drusai is that you're not chayv unless you're Mevashkal Chaticha, that it's a shir b'melechat tzliya, and it's in Shabbos, not because it's a din, it's a definition of what's called bishul, what's called tzli. So He says that it's clearly a din of Melech HaShabbos, and therefore it would come out that when there's an Isser by Karm Pesach, Al Sochel Menno Vashal Mvushal B'mayim, Ki Im Tzliye, She you're not allowed to cook a Karm Pesach, or the Isser of Bishl Vas B'chal Vos Vashal G'di B'chal Evi Mahu, this halacha in our Gemara is not shayich to that to those Yisurim, because this halacha is only a din in Hilchah Shabbos. It's not a din that's redefining Bishl for us. Amar Rava, back in the Gemara, Amar Rava, Vim Nitzlavo K'grogros But if you roast a grogros worth of food and it's fully roasted, even on only one side, then you're going to be chayiv, even if the rest of it remains raw. Because this halacha of kneading both sides is only if you're cooking tamachal ben drusai. But if you're cooking it fully, then you're going to be chayiv, even if it's just a grogros mitzad echad. That is, Amar Le Ravina Levashi, b'makom echad in, b'shnayim v'gimel l'kam slow. Well, wait a second. What if you have a half a grogros on one spot, another half a grogros on another spot, and together it equals a grogros? Do you need to have dafka grogros mitzad echad? That the whole sheer of how much you're being vashal called sorcha all has to be in one spot? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah that says that seems to imply otherwise, because the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to the melach of bone, of building on Shabbos, hakodeach kol shu chayiv, if you drill even the tiniest hole, you're chayiv. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilim makom echad kol shu lemaychazi. If you're drilling on one spot, so just a tiny hole, well, how could that be bone? That's totally useless. What value is that hole going to be to you? Elala b'shayim ha-shoshim makomos. Must be that you're drilling in two or three different places, the chazal tzirup, where you're going to be able to combine the different holes. Rashi points out that that's the way very often a carpenter will work. If he wants to make a large hole, he's not just going to drill one large hole, he'll drill a few small holes and then he'll combine them. And then it's easier when you have a few little holes to connect the dots, so to speak, and combine them. So that's chazal tzirup, that's useful. So you see that if you drill very tiny things in two or three mekamos, you're going to be chayiv. Maybe the same should be true about bishul. Why do we say that you have to have a bishul on a grogros in one spot? Maybe it's a chatzi grogros here, a chatzi grogros there, and that too would be a violation of bishul. Says Marlo, the olam b'makom echad. By the drilling case, it's talking about where you drill one tiny hole in one tiny spot. So the chazal the bava the eklida. What's it roi for? It's roi to use for a tiny key. Rashi says Lashon or Lishain Shel Mafteach, the teeth or the tooth of a key, the little points that stick out of the key, Sharosh Ochad, that has a very pointy tip, V'tochven, V'tochateva, Pusach V'noel, and you could use that to get in and out of this box that you're drilling the hole in. So it is useful, even if it's just very, very tiny. V'ikat Amri Amar Rava. Others say that Rava's statement was that it doesn't have to be in one spot, that Rava's statement was the opposite. So we're going to have the same discussion, just the mirror image of the previous 7-8 lines is going to appear right now. V'gadamri amar Rava, afilu b'shnayim v'gimel makamos. That even if it's two or three different spots that are mitzarev to a shear of a grogros, so that you'd still be chayiv. Amar l'Ravina l'Ravashi, afna nami taninus. Ravina says Ravashi, yeah, we have a riot to that. If you're drilling a tiny hole in one spot, well, that can't be the case, because what's that good for? It must be that you're drilling it in two or three spots where you're going to be able to combine it. So, says Gemara, it's talking about where you drill in one spot, and it's ra'i to you still because it's ra'i for the keyhole, and that's why it's not a raya to Rava. So previously in the earlier lashon where Rava said that it has to be in one spot, we thought that the Mishnah about the drilling was a kasha on Rava. This we thought was a raya to Rava. Either way, it's rejected. It's neither a raya nor a kasha. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Ilu nemar asher takriv l'Hashem lo saseh chametz, hayisi omer ein li b'lo saseh chametz al chametz b'lvad. If the pasuk would have said only, the pasuk does say this, but if it only would have said asher takriv l'Hashem lo saseh chametz, that which you are makriv to Hashem you can't make chametz, I would have said, you know which part of the carbon mincha cannot be chametz? The chometz cannot be chametz. But that's it. Mincha minayin. How do I know that the rest of the carbon mincha also cannot be chametz? Tamalomar mincha. That's why the pasuk says mincha, that includes the entire carbon mincha, even before the kmitza, the whole thing. It's not just a din in the kmitza. So shar menachos minayin. Great, but that pasuk is written by the minchas marcheshes. how do I know it applies to other Karbanos Mincha as well, that it's not only by the Minchas Marcheshes? Tamalomar, Kol HaMincha. That's why the Pasuk says, Kol HaMincha. And then, Asher Takrivu LaHashem. What do I learn from Asher Takrivu LaHashem? Ksheira V'lo Psula. Meaning, initially we said, we would have thought Asher Takrivu LaHashem comes to teach me that the Yisra only applies to the Kemitza, because that's the only part that's brought on the Mizbeach. So that's what we would have thought the Pasuk is telling me, that only the part that's brought on the Mizbeach is subject to the Yisra. But now that we've shown from other Psukim that no, the whole Karban Mincha is subject to this Yisra, well then what do we learn from the words Asher Takrivu LaHashem? So we learn only on a Karban Mincha that's kosher, not on a Karban Mincha that's pasul. If you have a pasul, a Karban Mincha, it's not subject to this iser of mechametz, which is interesting, because mechametz, achar mechametz, if the psul that it has is that it's already chametz, then it is subject to the iser of mechametz. But if it has any other psul besides for being chametz, then it's not subject to the iser mechametz. Mikan amru, ha-machmetz es ha-ksheir ha-chayiv, ves ha-psul ha-pater. If a person's machmetz ha-kasher Karban Mincha is chayiv, your machmetz ha-pasul Karban Mincha, your pater. By Rav Papa, chimtzes v'yatzes v'chazer v'chimtza mahu. Okay, we know that there's din of chimtza achar chimtza ir chayiv. We also know that you're only chayiv for chimtz on kasher Karban Mincha. What if you're mechametz Karban Mincha? So it's pasul already mitam chimtz, and then it's yotze also. So now it has an additional psul, and then you're mechametz again. So being mechametz a second time would be enough to be mechayiv you if the original psul was mechametz. So the question is, should you say that since it was yotzei, it has a new psul called the psul yotzei, and once it has a new psul, there's no isra of chimutz anymore because it's already psul from some other tzad? Or maybe say, no, by the time it was yotzei, it was already psul anyway because it was already chametz. So if it's already psul anyway because it's chametz, so the psul yotzei can't be chal. And therefore, when you're mechametz again, later on, it's just a regular case of mechametz achar mechametz. V'chiyadur machmetz la mechayiv la mishum machmetz achar machmetz. And when you are machmetz it again, so then it's just going to be a case of machmetz achar machmetz. That's the shayla. So teku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. The Rashi understands that the Tzad in the Gemara to say that if it was mechametz v'yotza, and then is mechametz again, that you chayv mishum mechametz achar mechametz, is because the psul of yotze is not chal after the kometz is already the psul of yotze is not chal la'achar shenifsal kometz psul yotze, because the kometz it does not have kedusha gemura in order to be psul b'yotze, and therefore the kometz only has the psul chimutz. And therefore, it should be mechametz achar mechametz. The Rambam says, no, that would vaday be the on a kometz of chametz. There's definitely psul yotzei. The Gemara's tzad to say that yichayv on chimutz knows on an additional chimutz on being mechametz again is since the kometz is already psul, the psul yotzei can't be chal to make it any worse. That it shouldn't be to the point that meaning the psul yotzei shouldn't make life better for this karban mincha. That's how the Rambam understands it. That here when it was already a chametz, so then you could violate isurim still on this karban mincha. So now that you have a psul yotzei, you're not going to be able to violate the isur of mechametz anymore. He didn't think that's the svara. Okay, so by Rav Mari, chimutz b'rosh shel mizbeach mahu. What if you do the chimutz on the rosh shel mizbeach? The chimutz happens when it's already on the mizbeach. So after all, the way the Torah says this is asher takrivu amar achmana v'ha'ikrava. It says that you're not allowed to be makriv something that's chametz. Well, this is already hukrav, it's already on the mizbeach, so there's no more hakrava, and now you're making it chametz. You say, no, it's on the mizbeach, but you didn't burn it yet. And as long as it hasn't been burnt, it's still mechusar maisa. So teku, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved as well. The brisk rav is a medayik from Rashi, that if you put the kometz on the fire, even though the fire hasn't consumed the kometz yet, so the mitzvah saktar is not fully fulfilled yet, at that point you're not chayiv mishum chimutz, because then it's already karav. You're not mechusar a maisa of haktara, you're just mechusar the chal halos of the haktara, or the actual carrying out of the actual burning of the item. However, Tosos sounds not that way. That's so long shalom mashla ba'ar, so long as it hasn't been consumed by the fire, so it's still subject to this suffix of the Gemara of whether there is an isra chimutz or not. There's no vadai that it's no longer subject to the isra chimutz once it's been burnt. Even once you put a fire to it, if it hasn't yet totally been burnt. The Chazon Ish also makes the following ha'ara, that the whole suffix of the Gemara is, notice the difference between the two sfeikos we just had. By the psul yotzei, we said chametz, then yotzei, can it be subject to chametz again? By the second one, we talk about being machmetz on the mizbech. Why don't we talk about you made the chametz below, then you brought it on the mizbech, and then you machmetz again? So it's a chimutz achar chimutz. Chazon Ish says that wouldn't be a situation of safek. If you're machmetz l'chametz when it was below, and then you brought in the Rosh Hashanah mizbech and you're machmetz again, pashut that you're chayiv mishum mechametz achar mechametz. Because it's only if you're malah b'kashrus, we could say, asher takrivu, v'ha'ikrava. Pasuk says you have to be makrivit okay, and you were makrivit okay. But if you weren't makrivit okay, you were makrivit when it was already chametz, so then it's vadei still subject to the further isurim of chametz. So that's Chazon Ish thinks that wouldn't be part of the Gemara Shaila. But either way, whatever the Gemara Shaila is a teku. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now that I learn out from Kol HaMincha that even when the Kometz is still inside the rest of the Karban Mincha, that you're going to be chayiv on it. So what is Asher Takrivu? Sounds like it's going only on the Kometz, only on that which is being brought. What's that teaching me? Asher Takrivu seems like it's against this halacha, that it should only be subject, that only the Kometz should be subject to the Israel Chimutz, but we know that that's not so. So what's Asher Takrivu come and teach me? We buy Lelecha Titania, Asher Takrivu L'Rabos Minchas Nesachim L'Chimutz Tziv Rabbi Yosef Lili. Asher Takrivu is coming to tell me that to include Minchas Nesachim, that you're chayiv for the Chimutz of Minchas Nesachim, because Minchas Nesachim doesn't have Shira Ne'achalim. The whole thing is Asher Takrivu. So that's why Asher Takrivu is a reference to a certain type of Mincha, where the whole thing is Takrivu. The whole thing gets brought on the Mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili's opinion. Rabbi Kiv Omer, L'Rabos Lechem Aponim L'Chimutz. It's coming to include the lechem apanim to the iser of chimutz. That don't think that it doesn't apply, that it only applies to things that at least part of it goes on the mizbeach. Asher takrivu means that even the lechem apanim, where none of it is brought on the mizbeach, is going to be subject to the iser of chimutz. The exact opposite extreme of minchas nesachim. Minchas nesachim is where the whole thing is brought on the mizbeach. Lechem apanim is where none of it is brought on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Minchas Nesachim, wait a second, how can Rabbi Yosef really say it's talking about Minchas Nesachim? May Perosim Machmitzin. Minchas Nesachim is only exposed to oil, it's not exposed to water anyway. So it can't become Chametz, because you never mix it with water. So what's the issue? How could there be an issue of Chametz and something that's only going to be exposed to May Peros, something going to be exposed to oil? Amresh Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yosef Lili, Minchas Nesachim, Megabal B'mayim Mukshera. Well, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that they would put water in it also, and it would still be kosher if you put water in it, so therefore it is subject to the extra precautions you need to take to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva said it was about the lechem apanim, that even the lechem apanim is subject to the yisr. Lechem apanim midas yavish, yivishmanu le Rabbi Akiva, dar midas yavish lo neskacha. Lechem apanim is measured out in kalim that are only used for dry measures, so it's never wet. And Midas Yavish is not Mekadesh. So Shaloch Le Mishmeid de Rabbi Yochanan Kachi Atzor Shal Mishnah Ve'ipuch. The way to solve this problem is switch around the Shitos of Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Asher Takrivu L'Rabbos Lechem Apanim L'Chim Atziv Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that understands the Pasuk is coming to include the Lechem Apanim. Rabbi Akiva Omer L'Rabbos Minchas Nesachim L'Chim Atziv. And it's Rabbi Akiva who's coming to include the Minchas Nesachim for the Isra of Chim Atziv. The reason Rabbi Yochanan switches it is very much l'shitaso. It fits very nicely in what Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglili ve'echad mitalmidei Rabbi Shmuel amru davar echad. That Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the same thing as one of the talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, umanu Rabbi Yoshia. Namely, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the same thing as Rabbi Yoshia. Titanya v'imashka me'kachem osam. Rabbi Yoshia omer midas halach nimshach bein mi b'fnim bein mi b'chutz. That the moist measuring utensils become whole. fully, both bifnim, both bechutz, midas yavesh nimshachu mi bifnim ve'in nimshachu mi bachutz. But a midas yavesh is nimshach bifnim, but not bechutz. So what are we saying? That Rabbi Yossi Haglili is in line with Rabbi Yoshia, that a midas yavesh does have the ability to be makdish. So that's why we wanted to switch that Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, because the way we had it originally is Rabbi Akiva is the one that says lech mapanim is going to have to become kadosh at the earlier stage. So now we say no, it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili who holds that way, that the lech mapanim becomes kadosh in the midas yavesh. And Rabbi Yonasan Amar midas halach nimshchu mi bifnim vein nimshchu mi bechutz, midas yavesh lo nimshchu kalik. Rabbi Yonasan says what we would now associate with Rabbi Akiva's shita, once we switch it, that midos yavesh are not nimshach at all. Teda l'chash are in makachos. The right that they're not nimshach is that they're not makadesh. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by the shtei alechem, mi mosh vosechem tavi lechem tenufa. This week's parsha, mosh vosechem tavi lechem tenufa shtayim shnei esor msolus tiyana chametz tiyafenu bikurum la'ashem. So emes ahein la'ashem. When are they la'ashem? La'achar shenefu. Only after they're baked. So that's the raya that the midos hayavesh are not mekadesh. It only becomes kadosh la'achar shenefu after it's fully baked. Fine. What's this machlokas really about? What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan about in terms of whether midos hayavesh are nimshach? So what are they arguing about? Ba'osam. They're arguing about the word osam. Rabbi Yoshia savar osam lemute midos hayavesh bachutz. Rabbi Yoshia holds osam comes to exclude midos yavesh outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochman savar midos yavesh cholhu v'lo isur kralemute. And Rabbi Yochman says, no, midos yavesh is chol. It doesn't. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's not nimshach. Kisachra lemuti midas lach mi bachutz. The pasuk is needed to teach me about a midas lach mi bachutz, that it's not chol and nevertheless doesn't require a meshicha. Leimanami Rabbi Akiva. So basically, what did we do? We lined up Rabbi Yossi Haglili with Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia is one of the talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel. So we said Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Yoshia line up. But doesn't that also mean that Rabbi Akiva lines up with Rabbi Yonasan? So why do we emphasize that it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili that lines up with Rabbi Yoshia and not the reverse? Why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva lines up with Rabbi Yonasan? Because when it comes to midos lach, they're not in agreement with each other. Meaning they agree with each other about midos yavesh, that midos yavesh are mekadesh, but in terms of midos lach, they're not in agreement with each other whether it's mekadesh only bifnim or even bachutz. That point, we don't know that they agree. It could be that they disagree, as Rashi points out. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yonasan midos lach ki adadid Rabbi Yonasan amar midos lach bifnim v'lo bachutz. Rabbi Kiva sar ben mi bachutz niskadcha. Rabbi Yonasan would hold that it's only even midos lach or only mekadesh. And Rabbi Kiva says both bifnim and mibachutz. Go a little bit weiter, and then we'll stop. Only Rav Papa Abaye ve'ika bisa delachu. So Rav Papa asks Abaye, what about the bisa, which is a klisharis, and it's midas and it's lach. It's used for moist measurements. So can't you make the lachem upanim on that, and therefore shouldn't that be a cause for concern of chimutz that you need an issur of chimutz? Amalei kigon shalosh al gabi katavliya. No, we're talking about where you do the kneading by a katavliya, by something that's dry. If this is true, that you don't have to use specified kalim, and you don't have to, even though you can use kalim that have moist things in them, sometimes you're allowed to use other things, so then why couldn't Rabbi Yonasan, when Rabbi Yonasan said, I'll prove it to you that it's Mekadesh, so why can't the response be, that's not a proof, maybe you're using an Isaron D'chol, which is just like you do by the lisha, so and it's a dry thing. So hachi hashda bishlam a bisa lo kasarachmana delavid bisa the melech bay ki lashla gabe katavi lo leslamba by bisa, where it never says in the Torah that you're supposed to use a bisa. So when you use something other than a bisa, so that's not a problem. Eli saron kivin dar marachmana avri saron v'kayel bay shavik isaron the kaddish v'kayel bisaron dechal. So if the Torah says to use one type of kli, then so you're going to leave aside what the Torah says and use an isaron dechal so that it could be you could help out with the lisha process to use a separate thing. No, that was never a possibility. That we never even raised as an issue. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Braisa Tanur Rabbanan.